HRHeadquarters.ie, the podcast.
Okay, so today I'm joined by Dr. Michael McGrath. Michael is the Technical Director of the Advanced Manufacturing Training Centre of Excellence in Dundalk. Michael, how are you? Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Declan. I'm very good.
Brilliant. Excellent. Maybe you can tell people just a little bit about the centre and maybe a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So I'm the Technical Director of the Advanced Manufacturing Training Centre, and we're based in the Xerox Industrial Park in Dundalk. The centre was established by Loud and Mead ETB in January of last year, and that was through funding from Solus and Enterprise Ireland. I suppose that the focus of the centre is really around trying to improve the technology IQ of the Irish manufacturing workforce. So we provide, and we do so by providing upskilling and reskilling opportunities to people who are in existing employment. And we also support the development of a new talent pipeline into the sector through delivery of apprenticeships and traineeship programs.
Michael, how big is the manufacturing sector in Ireland?
So the manufacturing sector in Ireland represents about 260,000 direct jobs, about 200,000 indirect jobs. So it's a very important part of the economy. I think it actually represents about 35% of GDP. An interesting fact, though, about the manufacturing sector is that 85% of those jobs are located outside of the Dublin region. So manufacturing is extremely important to the rural economy. In actual fact, in some counties, including Cavan and Monaghan, it represents 1 in 4 private sector jobs. So, as you can see, extremely important to the rural economy.
That's incredible. And just, I mean, obviously, for them to maintain that, they need to future-proof by upskilling and training and making sure their plant or their equipment is you know, at the leading edge. So I suppose it does drive people to yourselves.
It's extremely important because, one, they have to remain competitive. And then secondly, they have to innovate. And obviously, manufacturing, I suppose, operates at a global level. And global competition is increasing. So, for example, traditionally, China would have been seen as a low-cost, low-value type manufacturing world. However, China at the moment is actually going under a massive digital transformation through what's called their China 2025 program. So they are digitizing over 1 million factories and are going to achieve that by 2025. And China actually wants to be seen and to be recognized as the premium technology provider in the world by 2050. So they're moving away from that low cost, that low value, towards higher value, and then through the application and utilization of technology. So again, that is going to transform the competitive landscape, and therefore Irish manufacturing needs to react to that, and I suppose make that investment in that in their own technology transition, and make that investment in that, you know, in that upskilling and reskilling of the workforce to maintain their global competitiveness, and to try and thrive and innovate in that market as well.
So the technical IQ of the Irish workforce, where are the gaps?
So I suppose the advanced manufacturing sector is undergoing a significant transition. So that is based around this what's called the adoption of Industry 4.0. And Industry 4.0, really, in very simple terms, is data-driven manufacturing, which is underpinned by a variety of different technologies. So things like robotics, AI, machine learning, automation, additive manufacturing, and so forth. So this requires, you know, existing manufacturers to adopt those technologies. And when, in order to adopt those technologies successfully, you need to upskill and reskill your workforce in order that they become proficient in those technologies. And also, I suppose, then to maximize the value and impact of those technologies on those businesses.
And Michael, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so that, as I say, then that requires training in those new technology areas, whether that be robotics, automation control systems, as I say, additive manufacturing, and so forth. And that's where we provide that those training and upskilling opportunities to employees of companies. And we do so by, I suppose, providing them access to training from leading industry practitioners. And also, I suppose, and very, very important, is we actually provide that training on state-of-the-art industrial grade equipment, so that basically people learn on the equipment that they will actually use when they go back into their normal day jobs.
And just as I don't have a huge exposure to the manufacturing industries. So first thing is, it sounds very expensive, as in the types of equipment, I have visions of those top of the range sort of robotic production lines. And for the workers that you are targeting to reskill, or that companies want to reskill, are they coming from a very sort of manual intervention on a production line type environment to a way more computer-based robotic one, or is that too simple of a understanding of it by me?
Well, actually, I think it's a mixture of all of that, essentially. I think one of the key things with Irish manufacturing is that there's been a transition over the last number of decades away from what might be described as high volume, low value type products into much higher value type products. And that's what you'll see. We're very successful in the area of, say, med tech, pharmaceutical, specialized engineering, and so forth. Because we're not a low cost economy. Okay, we're a high cost economy in many respects. Therefore, we have to specialize on products that are high value that can support that, I suppose, that higher cost base. And I think Irish manufacturing has been very successful in that over the last number of decades. But however, as part of that mix now, that now requires that a further transition to, I suppose, the adoption of advanced manufacturing technologies in order that we can maintain our leadership position, but also to use those next technologies to allow the sector to innovate and, again, to add additional value to those products in order that we remain successful on a very competitive global stage.
When your interaction, how does the interaction with the company work, Michael? Typically, do they approach you? Do you approach them? How does their need come about? Is it purely, innovations driving efficiencies within the manufacturing plants, and it means they have to upskill in this regard? How does that side of it work?
So it's actually, I suppose, our engagement model is multifaceted. So one primary means of where we go out and determine what industry require is through conducting skills audits or skills surveys. So where we will go out and poll companies in the region and across the country as to what are the skills that they require in order for them to be successful. Where are they seeing skill shortages in that market? And in other areas where they're bringing workers from outside of the state into Ireland, how can we help them to address upskilling, reskilling those individuals? We also have a dedicated employment engagement team. So I have a team that spend basically every day going, talking to employers and understanding what their training needs are, and then also making them aware of what training offerings that we have for them. So they're typically the engagement. And then I suppose we also, companies then will actually approach us directly as well and say, for example, that they're considering an expansion and they will be, hiring a number of people, and how can we help them to, get those people up to speed with respect to the skills that they need to be successful in their jobs.
And in that universe, if you like, what's the typical training mechanisms, or what, what style of training is it typically?
So we actually try and offer a variety of different training delivery methods. So again, I suppose the focus is to meet the needs of employers, and nowadays that means being highly flexible in your delivery modes, I suppose. So we offer face-to-face classroom, traditional classroom-based training, and that's particularly important where the training will require hands-on with equipment. We offer blended learning, so essentially where you'll have the maybe the theory part of the training online, and then you'll have the practical element in the classroom or in the training room. We also offer fully virtual class classroom delivery for where appropriate for the course, and then we also offer e-learning options as well. So we have some courses where you can digest the course content at your leisure and pleasure. So again, the idea is really to offer that flexible delivery set of options that, you know, and again for companies, but also for learners, where, you know, there's an emphasis nowadays on that sort of work-life balance. So again, people appreciate being able to, I suppose, fit training and upskilling into their day-to-day lives.
Yeah, it's amazing. Even I think that's accelerated even during COVID, obviously driven by needs. But I think there'll be no going back from that. You mentioned there the learners, and then you mentioned companies, and I'm not sure if I picked up on the distinction. Is your typical learner like a company sponsored person, or do you get a lot of direct approaches where people are like, hey, I need to upskill in that particular area? Or what's that sort of blend look like?
So our primary engagement mode would be through companies and basically companies putting their employees onto our courses. That would be our primary mode of engagement. However, we do also offer direct engagement by basically anyone who is in employment. The actual way that the training is funded is through a program called Skills to Advance. This is a program where it allows us to provide subsidized training to companies and their employees, but also there is a direct route of access for PAYE workers. So anyone who's in employment can actually access the training directly as well. So again, we offer all routes of access.
You mentioned obviously state-of-the-art equipment and technology. What sort of stuff are you guys working on up there? What sort of advanced technology are you using?
So we have quite a wide range of different pieces of technology and equipment in the center. So for example, in the area of robotics, we have a large range of educational robotic cells, and then other types of robotic cells for machining, robotic welding. We have a new 3D metal printing robot that we're due to get the installed very soon. We also have a range of cobotic cells. Then in other areas, we have precision engineering equipment capability. So CNCs, CNC routers, CAD and CAM labs, engineering workshops. We will also have a state-of-the-art welding training room. We also have facilities for training people in pneumatics, electric pneumatics, motor control, PLC programming, and sensor interfacing. We also have a number of dedicated computer labs where we can train people on things like 3D modeling, such as SolidWorks, and CAD and similar packages. And one of the most interesting rooms training rooms that we will have in the center is a maker lab. And in that particular space, we will have a wide range of 3D printers, laser cutters, etchers, a range of microelectronics, microcontrollers, sensors, and so forth. And that will be a great space where people will be able to get hands-on, play with the technology, and build stuff. And this is actually a space, while primarily would be for training, it will also be in a room where we'll actually invite schools in, and we'll actually run training courses and program for schools, because that, again, that's part of the remit of the center. Now, how long do we provide training for people who are in employment and also and for new entrants into the area? But we also want to encourage people into the area. And by doing, and really our focus here there is on school kids and making them aware of the opportunities that's available in the advanced manufacturing sector from a job opportunity point of view. And also, I suppose, to educate them that manufacturing is changing and fundamentally changing. It is much more technology orientated. You'll run a factory line in the near future on a, you know, an Android pad or your smartphone and so forth. So it's getting, you know, highly digitized. And so we believe that's a very important aspect of what the center will do and will deliver, you know, to the sector. And then finally, another piece of kit that we will have in the center is that we have an advanced manufacturing line. And that basically, I suppose that line replicates standard operations that you would find in a factory, but also then provides you access to data. And then we can implement data-oriented use cases and use cloud computing and machine learning and AI. So that, again, a lovely piece of capability that would be used, I suppose, to train people how to run a state-of-the-art advanced manufacturing training facility.
That sounds it sounds amazing. Is this the world of big businesses, or is there an application for smaller and medium sized enterprises?
Actually, I suppose in many regards it caters to all, but we certainly would have a strong focus on the SME sector, because they, you know, they really are the predominant element of the sector. So there are many small SMEs, particularly in the northeastern region where we are located, small engineering firms that have been there for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, very successful, but now need a I suppose a helping hand to make that transition into the industry 4.0 worlds. So we engage quite heavily with SMEs, and we do so, as I say, through delivery of training, and that can be through our standard training offering that we provide, the off-the-shelf training courses. But we also engage with the SMEs in particular to provide customized training, and that is one of the, I suppose, capabilities or that is supported under Skills to Advance. So, for example, we've been engaging with one particular local SME in the engineering sector, and they want to onboard, a new process within their business. So we've worked very closely with them and our training partner to develop a bespoke course for them, which not alone deals with the actual technology, but also deals with the business transformation element that will be required to onboard that technology into the business. And it will require how the departments and how the whole business actually needs to change in order to, I suppose, operationalize this new technology within the business.
That's very interesting. So the whole change management element of the embedding of the new technology.
Exactly, because I mean, unless you actually look at the business in its totality, you know, just pushing technology into the business may not be successful. You need to understand how it's going to impact the business, how the business may need to change, whether that be processes, and then also the upskilling, reskilling of the personnel, and understanding the business proposition of that technology change and so forth. So you need to take a more holistic approach to it, as opposed to just focusing on getting that piece of technology into the business, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely makes sense. I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier around the remit, but even the step before that. I mean, obviously, in advance of talking to you, I did a bit of research and looked on your website and whatnot. It's a very impressive very impressive center you have there. How did it all come about? What's the backstory?
So the backstory really is that the center really is the vision of Martin O'Brien, who is the CEO of Loudmead ETB. And Martin, a number of years ago, really recognized that there was a deficit in Irish manufacturing with respect to technology adoption, particularly in areas such as robotics and so forth. He also recognized there was a lack of opportunity for people working in the industry to access, I suppose, hands-on training, you know, that was focused on skills development, and that underpinned those sort of technology and skills that underpinned that transition to, you know, advanced manufacturing or in industry 4.0. And I suppose Martin also recognized that for many years, there had been an overemphasis on, I suppose, third level and the acquisition of degrees as kind of the default option for leaving cert students. Okay. So this had left us, I think, with a deficit. And I think you can appreciate that, you know, third level is not necessarily the right choice for everyone, particularly for individuals who are more practically orientated, you know, individuals who excel with hands-on type roles. And, you know, I suppose traditionally that would have been your, you know, people who would become plumbers and electricians and so forth. But nowadays, that's actually about getting hands on with technology. So I think that he recognized there was a real deficit, but also an opportunity to address that. And I suppose then the Advanced Manufacturing Training Center is a tangible then response to that by the Irish state. So as a center, we have a very strong industry focus. The courses, I suppose, we provide are in direct response to identified industry need. And as I said previously, that, I suppose, has been informed by conducting various skill surveys. We also get that market intelligence, I suppose, from our employment engagement team who engage with employers on a day-to-day basis. So I suppose that's where the kind of the background is of the center came from. From a development point of view, the actual center then was actually funded. The setting up of the center was funded through Enterprise Ireland and Solus. Through a number of different funding schemes, including the Border Enterprise and Development Fund and the Regional Enterprise Transition Scheme, were two of the primary funding mechanisms. And then, as I say, that provided funding for capital equipment and to onboard staff. And then Solus also provides funding then for both staff and then for program delivery through skills to advance, and then also funding for apprenticeships and traineeships schemes.
And it's relatively new, isn't it? Like the whole end-to-end is a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah, essentially the center came into existence in January of last year. One of the first things that we had to do was actually locate premises for the center. So we were lucky to, and Martin deserves credit for this, it was able to locate a premises in the Xerox Technology Park. We're actually located in a former pharmaceutical test lab facility. And we have a fantastic building. However, the actual internal spaces, I suppose, were just not quite suitable for training delivery. So we've kicked off a very large building project where we're currently reconfiguring the internal spaces of the building to create those spaces for the installation of the equipment and creation of the training spaces. So as I say, that's a work in progress, and we hope to be finished towards back end of this year, early next year. However, in the interim, we are delivering training. We actually delivered our first training course on the 20th of August last year, which was online. And we now continue to deliver training through a variety of different modes. It's it's a bit shuffling around a little bit. So we deliver courses in local hotels. We deliver online. We actually now start to deliver training courses on premises for companies as well. So if they have a training facility within their premises, we go deliver training there. And we've also taken some temporary training facilities as well in the Dundalk area. So for example, we have a training facility now for our robotic welding training. So that's based in the dock. We've actually installed our equipment and have been running courses there since November, and have been getting great traction on that. We've had quite a number of people through that. So as again, we're open for business, we're active, and then, as I say, hopefully we'll actually be delivering courses then in the center early next year.
And just to expand on your point earlier that, you know, part of the remit will be, you know, getting in, say, school children, etc., and just opening yes. their eyes to the yeah. opportunities in this area. What's the overall goal here? What's the aim? And is there a comparable center anywhere else in the world that you are taking inspiration from?
Well, the schools program, actually, what we're doing there at the moment is actually we're running a pilot project. And so we have four schools engaged in the Louth and Meath area. So two in Louth and two in Meath. So we're actually running an advanced manufacturing training program with those schools. The focus there really is about, I suppose, activity-based learning or project-based learning. So we want to encourage kids within who are more practically orientated. We want to break down the barriers for girls getting involved in technology and engineering. And we believe by providing access to the kids to those technologies, whether that be 3D printing, robotics, virtual reality, and so forth, removes some of the intimidation factor and gets them interested. And then hopefully, I suppose, you know, gets them hooked and maybe considering an apprenticeship or a career in advanced manufacturing as a viable career, a career path. In terms of peers or other centers, the one, I suppose, that we would be, I suppose, in some regards aligned to is MTC, which is based in Coventry. And they actually would have been, part of the original market intelligence and, you know, research work that was done that went into, I suppose, the development of the AMTC concept. So they, as I said, they're located in Coventry, and they actually do two things. One is they're an applied research center for advanced manufacturing. And so they do, you know, contracted research for automotive, aerospace, engineering, and so forth. And then they also have a training wing. So they deliver a variety of online and I suppose, hands-on training. And again, I suppose they were, as I say, part of the inspiration. We are not a research performing organization. We're very much focused on skills-related training. However, in order to, I suppose, provide that sort of full suite capability that they have at MTC, we've actually recently signed an MOU with the Irish Manufacturing Research Centre. So the Irish Manufacturing Research Centre are the, you know, I suppose that the premier organization in Ireland for advanced, for applied or advanced manufacturing research. So they work with companies to, I suppose, evaluate new technologies or to do process development and so forth. So we've partnered with IMR to, I suppose, provide that insight into, well, what's going on with companies, what technologies are they looking to adopt and so forth. And that then allows us to, I suppose, adapt or training provisions such that we are prepared then to meet those needs as they come down the line. So it's a kind of a nice symbiotic relationship between the two organizations.
Excellent. Michael, thanks for your time today. I think it's a really interesting area you guys are in, and I know it's very future orientated, which is great. I think you'll have no problem getting some of the kids hooked. I think it's got the cool factor. Yeah. when you see some of the equipment they'll get to play with. Yes. The website is amtce.ie.
That is correct.
amtce.ie. Is that the best way to get in contact, Michael?
Yes, absolutely. So if you just go to the website, you can see our course catalog. You can see what courses are scheduled, and then all of our contact details are there. So you can liaise directly with our employment engagement team. They'd be delighted to hear from you, and we'll endeavour to meet any training needs that you have.
Brilliant, Michael. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Declan. Appreciate it.
HRHeadquarters.ie, the podcast.